Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Back here at St. John Fisher for another year of training camp. How exciting is it to be back?
Oh, it's great. I'm a season ticket holder. Can't wait to get back in the stadium. So see some real football going on.
What are you most excited for with this upcoming training camp? Anything in particular that you're going to be paying attention to
today? Just seeing how the rookies do. See, you know, make sure they can perform and see how the early draft picks. I want to check out the new quarterback, Maxwell, see how he's doing. So just keeping an eye on the defense, really.
And I know yesterday they announced that the Red Helmets are coming back at least for one game this upcoming season, but your thoughts on just them introducing the idea of bringing it back for a game?
Oh, I think it's great. They're going to run it for the last game, I think, last home game of the regular season, and then hopefully through the playoffs to the Super Bowl.
I know that this upcoming year is the final year at Highmark Stadium. You said you're a season ticket holder. Just how important is it for you to be able to get back to the stadium and be part of that final season as a season ticket holder at Highmark Stadium?
Oh, it's great. I started going, became a season ticket holder, taking my dad, and he can no longer go to games, but still keeping it going through this Highmark Stadium, and I deferred my tickets for the new stadium.
What is your favorite memory about the current Highmark Stadium?
Taking my daughter and granddaughter to the game.
Who was your favorite player that you watched in that stadium over the years of being a season ticket holder and being a Bills fan?
Oh, favorite one? I'd have to say Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard, yes. Yeah, I love the linebacking core there. Oh, yeah, Freddie Jackson was pretty cool.
If there's one thing in particular from that stadium that you could take home and kind of keep as a keepsake for your personal self, is there anything that comes to mind for you?
Yeah, I'd like to grab a couple of my seats that I have and set it up in the man cave, you know.
All right, what are you looking forward to the most with the new stadium? I know that we're going to be transitioning here next season to the new Highmark Stadium. What are you looking forward to most with that?
Just seeing how that plays out. It would have been nice to have a retractable dome because I'm all about the weather affecting the game, but closing it up while it snows and then opening up after the snow for the game would have been really good, but we'll see how the snow melt system works and go from there.
Have you gotten the chance to get down to the stadium, check it out, and see the progress of construction since last season?
Yeah, actually I was able to partake in two different scenes from the Hallmark movie.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I'm going to be make the cutting room floor or not, but we'll see this fall if I made it onto any shots.
Well, now that piques my interest. How was that experience for you? What went into that, and what was that like for you?
Oh, that was pretty cool. I was in the stadium, one of the stadium scenes, and it was 40 and cool, so that was fine because we had to dress for a winter game. And then when we had to dress for a tailgating scene, like it was December, it was about an 86 degree day, and we were all red faced, but not from the cold, it was from the heat. So a lot of cotton on the ground for snow, and it was pretty interesting.
All right, biggest question of them all, what do you think the Bills are going to do? How do you think they're going to fare this year?
Hoping for another undefeated season at home.
Very good. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
Go Bills.